الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever is in dire need should recite durood in abundance, because this durood removes sorrows, pains, troubles, and increases sustenance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Data Ganjbaksh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala writes this beautiful account, beautiful story in his book Kashful Mahjub. He writes, a person was performing tawaf of the Kaaba. During the tawaf, he only had one dua on his tongue. Allahumma aslih ikhwani. O Allah, make my friends righteous. Someone asked, why don't you pray for yourself at this point? Why are you praying only for your friends? The person gave an excellent answer and said, I'm here in Makkah. I'm engaged in good deeds, but soon I will go back to my friends. If they become good, I will become good. And if they become bad, their evil will reach me too. Therefore, I am praying for my friends. My dear viewers of Madani channel, right after Hajj, typically a Haji goes back to his home, and all those relatives that we've left before going for Hajj, we meet them again. Our normal routine starts all over again. It is indeed true that if you have bad friends who have bad habits, even after Hajj, once you start meeting them and hanging out with them, those bad habits start appearing in a person who just performed Hajj. Human nature is such that we cannot live alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected the needs of us humans with each other in such a way that we live in harmony with each other, that whether we want to or not, we always need others in some way or the other. It is stated that a person was making dua, Allahumma aghnini anin nas, O Allah, make me free from people. When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma heard this dua, he stated, O person, I see that you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for death. Indeed, as long as people are alive, they cannot be without each other. Instead, you should make this dua, Allahumma aghnini anin nas. Instead, you should make dua like this, O Allah, protect me from evil people. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we cannot be free from socializing with people, relationships, etc. As long as we are alive, we have to meet with others, sit down, be friends, and have relationship with others. This is the reason that in the religion of Islam, a lot of emphasis has been placed on the manners and etiquettes of friendship and good company. Sayyiduna Data Ganjbaksh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that it is the habit of the nafs that it gets comfort from its companions. It adopts the habit of the kind of people it sits in the company of. That is why the mashayikh, that is the saints, would first pay attention to the rights of friendship and motivate the devotee for the same. Amongst the mashayikhs, learning and practicing the manners of friendship is close to fard for them. There is a hadith in Tirmizi, the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, a man is on the religion of his friend, so each of you should watch whom he is befriending. Meaning that usually a person adopts the character and morals of his friend. Sometime he adopts his religion. So be friends with good people so that you too become good. And before making friends with someone, test him whether he obeys Allah and his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam or not. The Sufis say that human nature has the quality of taking absorption. The company of the greedy will lead to greed, and the company of ascetic will lead to asceticism and piety. So everyone should think carefully before making friends and think and examine whom I'm making friends. We become friends with people in a minute, traveled together in a bus for half an hour, had a conversation, exchanged number, and became friends. In this modern age, online friendship is becoming very common without seeing, knowing, or checking whom I'm being friends with. People chat with each other for a minute or two on social media, a friend request came, we accept, and friendship started. This is happening right under our nose. After becoming friends online, a lot of unimaginable things starts happening. And this is not limited to boys. Girls are also involved in this. A large number of rape and kidnapping cases are a result of this online friendship. You tell me, is it mandatory to have a social media account? Is it mandatory to like and subscribe and follow all those individuals who are actually leading you to sinful activities? What a sad situation. If you want to buy a pair of shoes to wear on our feet, We go around the whole market. People spend many hours to search for the shoe they like. We spend hours on researching, then test it out to see if the shoes are going to be comfortable and are they going to look good on us. And then we buy a pair of shoes. But when it comes to friendship, the one who has to be given a place in our heart, the person who's going to be included in our life, the one whose moral will influence us, the one whose character will influence our character, there is no consideration about this. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is important to be very careful in making friends. Allama Sha'rani rahmatullahi ta'ala says that it is important to be wise in making friends so that a person can know who is worthy of friendship and who is not. Foolish people make everyone their friend. Then 4 days later, there's a fight and that same friend becomes an enemy. Scholars have stated that a wise person is one who experiences first and then makes friends. Always remember this. Our friend is our mirror. If I select someone for my friendship, my choice will tell me how my thinking is. My choice will tell me what are my likes and dislikes. My selection of friends displays my morals, my character, my mentality. It tells me about my heart and tells me what kind of person I am. If I choose a good person as my friend, that will be an evidence that I myself am good. And if I make a bad person as a friend, that will be an evidence that I myself might be bad. A Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, states that a smoke does not indicate the fire as much as a friend indicates a friend. If we see smoke rising from somewhere far away, then we know that there's a fire somewhere. The meaning of the saying of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, by seeing smoke from a distance, we cannot for sure say that it is fire, as much as by seeing friends, we get to know another friend's habits, his moods, his likes and dislikes, and his thoughts. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has also stated that if you want to judge someone, judge him by his friends, because a man befriends whomever he knows as himself. Think, my dear viewers of Madani channel, there are thousands of people in the world with whom we do not become friends, but there are hundreds with whom we become friends. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala says that a human are like birds. Birds always live with birds like them. Pigeons live with pigeons, crows with crows, chickens with chickens, ducks with ducks, etc. Similarly, a person also makes friends with those who have similar thoughts, the similar ideologies, the similar character, and similar morals. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the bee sits on a flower, fruits, and good things. This shows the proof of purity of the bee and its good nature. While on the other hand, the bee, which we call it fly, sits on the dirt and filth. This is the result of its dirty nature. We have to consider who we sit with, who we make friends with. As we choose friends, our nature habits will be like that. Sheikh Shahabuddin Suhrawardi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that when the heart is inclined towards someone, in other words, the heart wishes to be friends with so-and-so, a person should weigh the individual in the scales of religion. See if he prays, see if he follows faraid and wajibat, does he adopt and follow the sunnah. In the light of religion, his morals and character should be examined. If his condition and circumstances are in accordance with the Sharia, then one should give the good news about himself of a good condition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the company of good individuals, good friends. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, being friends with someone is not a trivial matter. It is very important. Our friends can make us entitled to heaven and they can also make us a traveler to Jahannam. There's a hadith in Bukhari, the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with whom he loves. Allahu Akbar. This tells us that those who are walking on the path of paradise, those who pray, follow the sunnah, do good deeds and do good deeds that leads to paradise. If today we love them, be friends with them, then inshaAllah on the day of judgment, we will be with them. But on the other hand, ma'azallah, if today we sit with people who are walking on the path of Jahannam, those who do not pray, those who do not fast, they curse, they abuse, and they fight, they disobey Allah and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, if we made friends with them and left the world without repenting, then according to the holy hadith, they will be raised with them on the day of judgment. And therefore, we should be very wise in befriending and making friends with anyone. There was a person by the name of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth. He used to live in Makkah and was a disbeliever. He used to attend the gatherings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and listen to him. He liked Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam a lot, but he didn't read Shahada yet. One day, He invited the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to his home. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam accepted the invitation and visited him. When Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam arrived, he served the food. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Until you read the Shahada and become a Muslim, I will never eat food from your house." Uqba bin Abi Mu'id apparently recited the Shahada. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam ate the food and went back. Uqba bin Abi Mu'id had a friendship with Ubay bin Khalf. Ubay bin Khalf was a great oppressor and a disbeliever of Makkah. When he found out that Uqba had invited the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to his house and has also recited the Shahada, he bursted into flames. He provoked Uqba and said, "There's only one condition to continue our friendship, and that is that you behave rudely with Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." Now there were two ways in front of Uqba bin Abi Mu'id. On one side was his friend, on the other side was the goodness of both the worlds, that sacred path of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, Uqba bin Abi Mu'id preferred the friendship of the disbeliever. This unfortunate Uqba bin Abi Mu'id came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's court, and he was very disrespectful. At that time, the ayah of chapter 19, Surah Furqan 27 through 29 were revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَضُولًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And the day when the unjust one will bite his hands repeatedly out of grief, stricken sorrow and contempt, saying, "Alas, had I somehow chosen a way along with the messenger. Woe to me! Alas, if only I had not taken so-and-so disbeliever for a friend. He indeed led me astray from the advice that had come to me." And Satan leaves man at the time of difficulty, alone, unassisted. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, some people grind their teeth when they feel a lot of regret and shame or a lot of anger. Some people start biting their own hands. Scholars have stated that Uqba bin Abi Mu'id will also be in the same state on the Day of Judgment. He will bite his own hands out of regret and will say, "I wish I would have chosen the side of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I wish I would have taken the path to heaven and salvation. Destruction upon me. I wish I would not have made so and so," that is Ubay bin Khalf, "a friend." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, consider Uqba bin Abi Mu'id used to sit in the gatherings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He used to listen to the words of guidance of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had already recited the Shahada when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked him to do so. But alas, the bad friendship corrupted him. He had already become a traveler on the path of paradise, but wrong friendship pushed him back to Jahannam. Now let us consider ourselves. If today we made friends with bad people, those who do not pray, those who do not do good deeds, those who disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if we had made such friends, then on the Day of Judgment, when all lies will be broken, mother will run away from her own son, the father will leave the only son he had, the brother will be far away from the brother. At that time, there will be no friends and no one will care about us. Ma'adallah, that on this Day of Judgment, if we keep these bad friends, we might be the ones saying the same thing. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Woe to me, alas, if only I had not taken so and so for a friend. Therefore, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today is an opportunity. Let us make good friends. Only take the company of good praying people. We think we are big shots and say that I will not back away from that friend no matter how bad they are. Nothing will happen to me. I have been friends with them for so long. He has not corrupted me. What makes you think he's going to corrupt me? What makes you think that this bad friend will corrupt me now? Some people who have made bad friendship, if it is explained to them that, "Brother, it is not good to be friends with such people. Leave them and sit with good people." The shaitan teaches them the philosophy of loyalty, that we can never be unfaithful. If we have made friends with them, then we will be loyal in all situations. The story of Uqba bin Abi Mu'id. His friendship caused him to deviate from the path of paradise to the path of Jahannam. He will forever rot in Jahannam. Remember, before we made friends, we are the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If we are really faithful, then how faithful have we been with the commandments of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Allah and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say, do not make bad friends. We are making bad friends. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, stay with the righteous and the good. We are sitting with the bad individuals. Why aren't we faithful here? And anyway, how far will the loyalty of friend last? To the pit of the grave? And then what? My dear viewers of Madani channel, don't ruin your life because of your friends. Don't ruin your akhirat because of your friends. A good friend is the one who takes you towards the religion of Islam, not away from the religion of Islam. A good friend is the one who makes you follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, does not take you away from the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A good friend is the one who encourages you to do good deeds and discourages you from evil. Unfortunately, we consider a person to be a true friend who would wait for us to watch a movie at home. We consider a person as a true friend who would not eat without us. We consider a person as a true friend who comes to our home to pick us up for a concert. But if a person is waiting for us to take us to the masjid, we say, ye to piche hi pad gaya, he's too clingy, can't get him out of sight, we change our route. We can shoot the breeze for hours on the phone with our friend, talking and commenting about unnecessary things, and we wait for that phone call. But when someone calls us for Fajr Salah, we tell them, don't disturb my sleep and don't call me because everybody else is sleeping. If a friend calls to chat about everything but religion, we have no problem. We don't care about anyone sleeping. It is the opposite, that we fight with people, that don't you see that I'm talking to my friend? Friend sends us funny things on WhatsApp and we pass comments back and forth and call it fun. But if the masjid group sends us a message twice, we say, man, they send too many messages. On one hand, a person who doesn't care about your akhirat, we call them a true friend. On the other hand, when someone cares about our akhirat, we brush them off. Unfortunately, my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the world we live in today. A wise man does not stake his hereafter because of his friends. We also need to analyze ourselves because we are someone's friends too. What kind of friends are we to others? Does my presence and friends make them remember Allah? Does my presence and friends make them remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Does my presence and friends encourage them to offer salah? Or does my presence makes me and them miss salah? If the answer is that my presence does not make them remember Allah, my presence does not make them remember Rasulullah, and my presence does not affect anyone, and if they are missing salah, they still miss salah. If they don't read Quran, they still don't read Quran, and because of them, I am missing my salah. I am taken away from zikrullah. I am taken away from reading Quran. Then, my dear viewers of Madani channel, it is very obvious that I need to change myself. I need more treatment than I anticipated. I need a cure. I need to do something different so that I can be a good friend. As soon as I enter the room, they start talking or conversing about movies, girls, songs, concert, cursing. Then even I might not be a good friend. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we need to change the company that we sit in if we are sitting in a bad company. Adopt the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Sit in the company of the devotees of Rasul and you'll feel a tremendous change within yourself. There are many, many examples around. There are many examples in Faizan-e Sunnah, the people who used to sit in the company of devotees of Rasul, how they have changed. Read those examples. Those are motivating examples for us. There's one ideal friendship, and that is the friendship Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam invited Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Islam, and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu immediately accepted Islam. Read the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and read how Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to sacrifice everything on beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of their friendship, grant us good friends. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Through measured steps and moments well spent, through measured steps and moments well spent, Hajj teaches time's values, a blessed person. Hajj teaches